Welcome to the annual general meeting edition of the VK7 Amateur Radio News for the 13th of February 2022. At the mic of VK7 Whiskey India this week is Justin, VK7 Tango Whiskey. This broadcast goes out on repeaters all over VK7 and on digital radio DMR Talk Group 5 and D-Star Reflector 91C by Clayton, VK7ZCR. We go out on medium and high frequency, courtesy of the following rebroadcast stations. On 1.862 MHz by Graham, VK7GS. On 3.670 MHz by Gary, VK7JGD. 7140 MHz by Dale, VK7DG. 14130 MHz by Peter, VK7TPE. And 28525 MHz by Tony, VK7VKT. We also go out on UHF CB Channel 15, thanks to Mark, VK7FMAC, in the Hobart area. You can hear this broadcast again on Tuesday nights at 8 p.m. on repeaters VK7RAA in northern Tasmania and VK7RTC in southern Tasmania. And we start today with contest news, the John Moyle Memorial Field Day. And this is just to remind everybody that the John Moyle Memorial Field Day is coming up on the 19th and 20th of March 2022 and will run from UTC 0100 to Saturday 0059 on the Sunday. Yes, quite advance warning I know, but hopefully you can get it in your diary now. The contest is open to all VKZL P2 stations, and there are a number of categories, and they cover portable stations, home stations, with the following options: a 24 or 6-hour option, phone, CW, digital or all modes, HF, VHF, UHF and all bands. The contest is divided into 3-hour blocks. Stations can be reworked every block. This can work well, for example, if you work a station in the last 15 minutes of the block. You can then work them 16 minutes later. This makes it easier to plan your time to maximise the contacts with the smallest amount of time, so worth thinking about for the busy operators amongst us. As the points are calculated on distance, it is important that you have your 6-digit Maidenhead grid locator available for exchange. This can be attained several ways, such as an app on a smartphone or via the web. Why not set aside some time to exchange some numbers with those that will be out and about, even if you just stay home? The John Moyle Memorial Field Day is a little different to other field days, as you can operate on HF if that's your interest. Suitable logging software makes the task of keeping track of rework times and point scores. Here are a few options: VKCL and VK5DJ and many others. This also makes the job of sending your login very easy. On VHF UHF, a good spot to check out would be the usual simplex channels on 52525, 146500, 439 flat, and our very popular 1296.15 and 3398.15 on FM. And for those with SSB, try the usual 0.15 on USB. Last year there were 7 logs submitted by VK7s, so let's see if we can top that result. Hope to hear you out and about. 73 from Richard, VK7ZBX. And QSL News, the report from Herman, VK7HW, the manager of the WIA VK7 Inwards QSL Bureau. The current list of QSL cards held as at the 4th of February is in the email version of the broadcast. If you have any questions re-QSL cards, please contact Herman via the email, which is vk7bureau, all one word, at wia.org.au. And that's 73 from Herman, VK7HW, the WIA manager of the VK7 Inwards QSL Bureau. And wanted: Mike, VK7DMH, is looking for 2 high-voltage electrolytics for a EHT section of his leader oscilloscope. The value is 0.1 microfarad at 2,000 volts, and if you have any or can have a lead on where they can be obtained, then please contact Ron, VK7RM, on 0447 613 136. And we move to news from the north. SOTA and Worldwide Flora and Fauna Parks Group meets twice weekly, Mondays and Fridays, 10:30 a.m. till 12, at the Glebe Gardens Cafe, Henry Street, Launceston. And for more information, contact Al on 0417 354 410, and that's 73 from Al, VK7, Alpha Nancy. And Northern Tasmanian Amateur Radio Club Incorporated. And we commence this week with a report on the ANTARC Annual General Meeting held last Wednesday, the 9th of February. Concerns earlier in the year that COVID might prevent sufficient numbers attending to satisfy the quorum requirement proved unfounded. The AGM saw an attendance of 25 voting members and one family member. Extensive reports by the President, Treasurer, each of the club activity leaders and the all-important auditor's statement were tabled and each well received by the membership, leaving all with a sense that 2021 had been another great year for ANTARC, all the more so considering the COVID situation. The election saw the return of Idris VK7ZIR as President, Peter VK7KPC as Vice President, Andre VK7ZAB as Treasurer, and Roslyn, no call sign, as Committee Member. A slight change this year saw a new Secretary take on the task, with Stefan VK7ZSB accepting nomination. Roger VK7ARN was again reappointed as the internal auditor, and while relinquishing the secretary role after 11 continuous years, Yvonne VK7FYMX was reappointed as our public officer. All the club activity coordinators were again appointed to their respective tasks, and they are Tony VK7YBG as Northern Repeater Officer, David VK7JD continuing his role as Project Manager for Mount Arthur, with both being assisted by Paul VK7KPA and Andrew VK7DW as assistant repeater officers. Other club activity coordinators agreeing to continue in their roles for 2022 were Peter VK7PD as education officer, Peter VK7KPC as our JOTA JOTI coordinator, and for personal reasons, Norm VK7KTN has found it impractical to continue as our safety communications coordinator and did not seek reappointment. Roger VK7ARN has stepped forward to take those reins and was warmly welcomed to the role by the meeting, which also expressed its appreciation to Norm for his many years of hard work with a hearty round of applause. So, there you are, folks. You now have the ANTARC Committee and Coordinators for 2022. This information is now being prepared for inclusion in the club website by webmaster Roger VK7ARN. The business of the meeting proceeded at a good pace, with the agenda completed by 2011 hours. President Idris therefore brought matters to a close and, after a brief break, proceeded to open the February General Meeting, which was completed by 2050 hours. This would followed by what else but a very heavily laden supper table, which included a birthday cake for stalwart Roz, and was thoroughly enjoyed by all. Once again, our lady members excelled themselves. 2022 membership renewals. A final reminder notice has been sent to those who haven't yet renewed for 2022, and your membership for 2021 expired on the 31st of December, and your name now appears on the membership register as an unfinancial member. It will remain as such on the register until renewed or until the 30th of June, when your name must be removed if your annual subscription remains unpaid after that date. In the interim, a reminder that the ANTARC 2022 membership fees are $40 for a full voting member, $5 for each additional member that the voting member wishes to add to his or her primary membership. And up and coming events, the TechNet and TestNet, Wednesday the 16th of February, TestNet CW course on 3580 from 7 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. and a TechNet on 3567 from 7:30 p.m. until 8:30 p.m. and your host for the evening will be again Nick VK7 Whiskey Whiskey. Club Tech Night, Wednesday the 23rd of February, held at the ANTARC Club Rooms from 19:30 hours until whenever. and coffee mornings held every Friday in the club rooms. Catch-up time is 10 a.m. to noon, and we look forward to seeing you all there. These coffee events represent a good opportunity to collect your QSL cards. We currently have cards awaiting collection, so why not pop in and check the QSL box and join us for a cuppa and a chat. Just a friendly reminder, please demonstrate your appreciation of all the effort that goes into operating the club, its facilities and the other services we provide, especially in these abnormal and very trying times. Enjoying the company, coffee and cake, biscuits, and leaving a gold coin or two or even a small banknote in the jar to assist in our ongoing operations. Again, a reminder that masks must be worn at these sessions, and you will be able to remove your mask whilst eating and drinking, but it does need to go back on when finished. A sign has been placed on the screen door reminding all of this requirement. And finally, a reminder to all members that if you have any items of news that you would like added to the weekly roundup, no matter how trivial, then please email them to the secretary at the following address, news@ntark.net. All news to be received no later than 1700 on the Friday prior to the broadcast. And your continued cooperation in this regard will be greatly appreciated. We'll bring you all such contributions next Sunday morning. Now, I need to sign off for the final time. As you will have noted from the report on the AGM, I have decided that after 11 years on the trot as club secretary, it is more than time for a rest and an injection of fresh blood into the role. I am extremely grateful to Stefan, VK7ZSB, for accepting nomination to the secretary's position and extend to him my congratulations. I doubt I could have handled the baton to a more worthy candidate. I know I join with the other members of the committee in welcoming Stefan to the team. Along with relinquishing the secretary's role, it is also time to bring to a close my time as the Northern Broadcast News reporter. And I have been anchoring the NTARC News feed for as long as I've been secretary, so again coming on for 11 years. In that time, NTARC has not missed having a weekly broadcast inclusion, although it has meant filling from some strange locations around the country, including the use of some impromptu relay mechanisms to overcome local electricity supply issues, internet outages, etc. On only a couple of occasions, we have been obliged to have another committee member or other member pull up the previous week's contributions and trim it to include only the material still applicable to the coming Sunday broadcast. The last such occasion, by coincidence, was precisely 12 months ago this evening when the OM and I were en route to VK1 on the Monaro Highway in New South Wales, desperately taking advantage of the few hours' warning of the impending border close to exit VK3. We had been planning on preparing the NTARC segment around the normal 5 p.m, but suddenly we were confronting a substantial lockdown on the boat when we had been planning on a visit to the family in Canberra the following week. So, after a frantic packing session, we were on the road, but were soon dropping in and out of mobile phone coverage and unable to raise any other committee members. Luckily, we were able to briefly contact Justin, VK7TW in Hobart, and explain our predicament, including a very late ETA into Canberra, when we were able to prepare the segment. Justin suggested instead that he base the NTARC report on the previous week's contribution, and I thank him warmly for doing so, along with the other timing indulgences he as VK7 coordinator has extended to me over the years. Before I close off, I would like to extend my thanks to the NTARC committee past and present, and to the NTARC members for putting up with me so long. And that's all from 73 from Yvonne, VK7FYMX, the past secretary of NTARC Inc. And you are listening to VK7 Whiskey India, and this is the VK7 Amateur Radio News broadcast. And news from the Northwest, the Northwest Tasmanian Amateur Radio Club, AGM. NWTARC held its AGM on Saturday the 5th of February. President Shirley, VK7HSC, advised in her yearly report that she was pleased with the direction the club was heading. Shirley thanked the members who had assisted with the club becoming incorporated. Shirley also touched on COVID and, due to a lot of members being elderly, the effect it had on the club meetings and events. Shirley advised the club is holding more social events, doing a great job, assisting our new members and assisting our elderly members to keep them on the air. The club has performed major upgrades at the two Scout sites at Patton Park and Ulverston, Scout headquarters, and had run a successful Jota operation this year. The club is also in a good financial situation. Annual elections were held with the following committee elected: President Shirley, VK7HSC, Vice President Anthony, VK7AAQ, Treasurer Eric, VK7EV, Executive Officer Kirsty, VK7FKKK, Committee Member Matt, VK7ML, and Ian, VK7FICR, was appointed the Auditor. After the annual general meeting, the normal bi-monthly meeting was held, and Kirsty, VK7FKKK, will remain as social coordinator, and Eric, VK7EV, as news officer, and membership officer Matt, VK7ML, and Dave, VK7DC, will continue as repeater officers. With club members socialising and enjoying afternoon tea after the meeting. And that's 73 from Eric, VK7EV, the news officer, NWTARC. News from the South, the Radio and Electronics Association of Southern Tasmania. And you guessed it, an AGM wrap-up. REAST held its AGM last Sunday with reports being received and the following club officers elected: President VK7 Tango Whiskey Justin, Vice President Hayden VK7HH, Treasurer David VK7DMG, Secretary and Public Officer Lee VK7LEE, and committee members Richard VK7ZBX and Larry VK7WLH. The following ex officios were also elected: the repeater subcommittee Damien VK7SD, Hayden VK7HH, Michael VK7MRS, and Justin VK7TW. The education officer is Reg VK7KK, QSL and awards officer Herman VK7HW, clubrooms officer Paul VK7FPCL, IT officer Ben VK7BEN, and events and presentation officer Justin VK7TW, and communications and media officer Tony VK7VKT, and Martin VK7GN is our auditor for 2022. There was a great presentation after the AGM by Damien VK7SD on the Southern Repeater Roadmap. Thanks, Damien. And that's all 73 from the REAST Committee. REAST's next Foundation Licence Training and All Licence Assessment Day is on Saturday the 26th of March 2022. If you are thinking of coming along, then please let Reg Emmett VK7KK, the REAST Learning Organiser, know by phoning 0417 391 607 or emailing assessor@reast.asn.au. Check out the REAST Foundation Licence Training videos that can be found on the REAST YouTube Training and Assessment playlist. And also check out the REAST Facebook events for further details. And that's 73 from Reg VK7KK. And the DATV Experimenters Nights. And we started last Wednesday night with Rex VK7MO and Richard VK7ZBX in the studio with an in-depth analysis of the recent 23cm 1296 meg and 3cm or 10,368 meg tropo contacts between VK7 and ZL, and that would be Roger ZL3RC. We took a look at the Hepburn charts for the day and observations, and Rex and Richard were at different heights. And following ionosonde analysis for the Hobart end, they were actually ducks at both of those heights, and there was one at 1,100 metres as well. Roger W3SZ had used a MATLAB routine that was originally used for submarines in underwater ducts and adjusted for air and above water levels to create an MP4 movie showing these ducts at the various heights. Thanks to Rex and Richard for taking us through the analysis. Rex VK7MO then took us through his recent Jubis article with Roger W3SZ on using Q6515 for aircraft scatter and showing that this mode can cope with the fast Doppler shifts of an aircraft crossing a path. Thanks, Rex. We finished up with the Reist AGM wrap-up, and this week we have some more on the Adlam Pluto SDR and the Langstone project and much more. We go out on RF on 445.5 MHz DVB-T 7 MHz standard definition television. And so if you have a TV, set-top box or USB DTV dongle that you can tune and scan 445.5 and you can see the Queen's Domain, then you have a good chance of receiving the DATV Experimenter's night signal. Look out for VK7OTC. We also stream the nights on the Reist YouTube channel. And that's 73s from yours truly, Justin, VK7 Tango Whiskey. And you are listening to VK7 Whiskey India, and this is the VK7 Amateur Radio News Broadcast. And International Silent Key. APRS developer Bob Bruninga, WB4APR, is Silent Key. As briefly reported on the WIA National News, we supply the full silent key notice from the ARRL. The creator of the Automatic Packet Reporting System, or APRS, Bob Bruninga, WB4APR, of Glen Burnie, Maryland, died on February the 7th. An ARRL life member, Bruninga was 73, and according to his daughter, Bruninga succumbed to cancer and the effects of COVID-19. Bruninga had announced his cancer diagnosis in 2020. Over the years, he readily shared his broad knowledge of and experience with APRS, among other topics in the amateur radio and electronics fields. While best known for APRS, Bruninga was also a retired US Navy Academy senior research engineer who had an abiding interest in alternative power sources such as solar power. In 2018, he authored Energy Choices for the Radio Amateur, published by the ARRL, which explores developing changes in the area of power and energy and examines the choices radio amateurs and others can make regarding home solar power, heat pumps, and hybrid and electric cars. Bruninga also drove an all-electric car and had experimented with a variety of electric-powered vehicles over the years. APRS originated in 1982 when Bruninga wrote his first data map program that plotted the position of US Navy ships for an Apple II platform. A couple of years later, he developed what he called the Connectionless Emergency Traffic System, or CETS, on the VIC-20 and Commodore 64 platforms for digital packet communications to support an endurance race. The program was ported to the IBM PC in 1988 and was renamed APRS in 1992. The recognized North American APRS frequency of 144.39 MHz and APRS is globally linked via the internet. Bruninga founded the Appalachian Trail Golden Packet, or the ATPG event, which fields APRS nodes from Stone Mountain in Georgia to Mount Cataland in Maine each July. ARRL contributing editor Ward Silver, N0AX, remembered Bruninga this way, and quote, "Bob kept pushing APRS beyond its origins as a position reporting system. He developed and helped implement numerous other uses of APRS in support of what has become the ham radio of things, with a great potential for future amateur radio applications. Bob's far-reaching vision and imagination were as good as it gets," unquote. Bruninga mentored USNA midshipmen in building and launching amateur radio satellites and CubeSats, beginning with PCSat in 2001. PCSat was the first satellite to directly report its precise position to users via its onboard GPS module. Subsequent UNSA spacecraft include PSK-31-capable HF and UHF and other innovations. Amateur radio on the International Space Station, or ARIS, ARRL liaison Rosalie White, K1STO, recalled that Bruninga attended many ARIS international meetings and contributed enormously to ARIS APRS activities, leading a team in developing protocols and software for rapid message exchange via a packet robot. White said APRS remains a key staple in the new ARIS interoperable radio system that is now on board the ISS. She added that Bruninga offered input for future NASA lunar and gateway opportunities in which ARIS hopes to take part. Last year, ARRL CEO David Minster, who is NA2AA, on behalf of the ARRL, honoured Bruninga with a brick in the ARRL Diamond Club Terrace at ARRL headquarters, and ARRL sent him a letter of appreciation along with a replica of the brick. Bruninga held a bachelor's degree in electrical engineering from Georgia Tech and a master's degree in electrical engineering from the Naval Postgraduate School. Bruninga was a 20-year U.S. Navy veteran. Dayton Hamvention honoured him in 1998 with its Technical Excellence Award, and Bruninga authored and co-authored numerous academic papers over the years and was frequently in demand as a speaker and presenter at amateur radio gatherings. Survivors include his wife Elise Albert, daughter Bethane Bruninga Sokola, who is WE4APR, and son AJ Bruninga, WA4APR. Arrangements are pending, although the daughter said that a celebratory memorial service will be held this summer in Annapolis, Maryland. And that was sourced from the ARRL website. And regular VK7 gatherings and events over the coming months. Regular gatherings, SOTA Worldwide Flora and Fauna Group, meets Mondays and Fridays, 10:30 to 12 midday, at Glebe Gardens Cafe, Henry Street, Launceston. NTARC Friday Coffee Sessions, Rochelle Club Rooms, Launceston, from 10 a.m. NTARC Club Tech Nights, Wednesday the 23rd of February, from 19:30 hours in the NTARC Club Rooms. And NTARC's Testnet and TechNet, Wednesday the 16th of February, Testnet CW course on 3580 from 7 to 7:30. And TechNet on 3567 from 7:30 p.m. until 8:30 p.m. Northwest VK7, Wednesday from 2000 local, the Northwest Tassie Amateur Repeater Group Net on VK7 RMD. Northwest VK7, Thursday commencing at 09:30 UTC or 20:30 local. The Northwest Tassie 2-meter DX Net 144.190 upper sideband. And Reist Microwave QSO Party following after the Sunday broadcast on 1296.15 MHz FM. The Reist Wags or the Wednesday Afternoon Group meet in the Queen's Domain Club Rooms from 12 noon. Reist DATV Experimenters Nights from 7:30 live in the Club Rooms, also on DVB-T, RF and YouTube streaming. And the Sewing Circle Net daily on 3.640 MHz commences at 6 p.m. AEDST. And events. Sewing Circle, 20th of March 2022, Meet the Voice at Ross and the WIA from 19th to the 20th of March 2022, the John Moyle Memorial Field Day. A reminder to those people rostered for next week's broadcast, the newsreader VK7ZIR, repeaters Reist NTARC and in the Northwest, thanks to NWTARC, the West Coast Radio Group, the Cradle Coast Amateur Radio Club, VK7AX and VK7DC, 160-metre VK7GS, 80-metre VK7DG, 40-metre VK7TPE, 20-metre VK7ALH, 10-metre VK7JGD, UHF CB Channel 15, VK7FMAC, and DMR Talk Group 5 and D-Star Reflector 91C VK7ZCR. You can hear this broadcast again on Tuesday nights at 8 p.m. on repeaters VK7RAA in northern Tasmania and VK7RTC in southern VK7. A huge thank you to all people and organisations that assisted with this broadcast. That concludes our VK7 Amateur Radio News broadcast for this week. You have been listening to or have just missed VK7 Whiskey India, And next week, the national WIA news can be heard at 0900, followed by the VK7 amateur radio news around 0930 hours. Items for the broadcast can be emailed to VK7ARnews, or one word, at gmail.com. And further information about the broadcast can be found at the VK7 Amateur Radio News Groups.io group. The deadline for the items is 2100 on Friday, prior to the Sunday of the broadcast. And VK7 Whiskey India is now closing, but will reopen shortly for callbacks and relay reports. Callbacks will be taken on the frequency to which you are listening. Relay stations will use their own call signs during the callback. And on behalf of the VK7 Amateur Radio News team, it's 73 and stay safe from Justin, VK7, Tangled Whiskers.